Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Searching for Integrity, the Neil Haley Show. And we're going to talk about embracing the abyss. John, how are you? We continue to go through the chapters, and each chapter is quite interesting because it's leading us down that road, right? You finally got your freedom, but that doesn't end right there, right? Just because you got your freedom doesn't mean that you're not going to be going to jail.
Right.
There's a long road to hoe still, right?
That's right. Exactly. Now, I will say that there are moments, you can't go through all this and what we went through, Steve and my lawyer and me, you just can't do it all the time. You know, there has to be a break. There has to be some laughter at some time. And chapter 20 is going to be about that.
Okay. All right, let's go to chapter 20. I'm excited. So we're going to have some laughter in this chapter.
Well, I know you've got kids. And I know that there's movies that kids like.
Yeah.
And I'll let you'll figure it out as I go through the chapter.
Okay, perfect.
Chapter 20, As You Wish. On a sunny day, after receiving probation from Judge Maloney, I drove my motorcycle, which I rarely rode, over to see Steve at his house. We had become very good friends from all that we had gone through with the Vernon Savings nightmare. He had bought a two-story house to increase his opportunities of having custody of his kids, whom he adored. I think there were five of them, well-mannered and happy, as I recall. When I got off my bike and headed toward the door to the house through the garage, I noticed a ping pong table. Once upon a time, I won the Northwest Classen High School Ping Pong Championship as a freshman by beating a popular junior shooting guard on the basketball team. It was a tough match, and he was good. All of the juniors and seniors rooting for my opponent packed the room. I recall only a few freshmen being there, one of them who was my childhood friend, Frosty. The upperclassman made a lot of positive noise for my adversary and even more negative noise for me. I recall a lot of threats and trash talk about how I wouldn't win no matter what. After all the derogatory vocals thrown at me during the match, I had moments on the edge of freaking out. During short breaks, Frosty said to me, "You can do this, Johnny. You can do this. Keep playing the D. Don't get suckered in trying to slam the ball. Just concentrate on getting whatever he tries to back over the net. Get it back over the net. You can beat him." And I did. All the upperclassmen were in complete and total shock, including my rival, who left quickly. Frosty slapped me on the back so many times it stung. After hanging out with Steve for an hour or so back to his house, which included a lesson on how his cat was training to use a regular toilet instead of a litter box.
Oh, my gosh.
It was time for me to go. So he accompanied me through the door into the garage. As we passed the ping pong table, he queried, "Do you play?" And I said, "Sure, I've got time for a game." We picked up the paddles and started knocking the ball back and forth across the net to warm up. After a few minutes, we were both ready. "Let's play a game to 21. I said, "Okay." We played a point to determine who would serve first. I think I served first and the game was on. Steve was pretty good. The lead went back and forth, changing many times. I led when the score reached 14 to 12. Steve asked me if I'd seen the movie, The Princess Bride. I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you remember the sword fight?" And I said, "I had." We continued to play. Steve got that big grin of his on his face. I knew something you don't know is how he looks at it. "I know something you don't know." "And what is that?" Steve confessed. "I am not left-handed," and he switched his paddle from his left hand to his right. We both laughed. Hold on a moment. Well, I'm going to have to paraphrase the rest of this. I'm missing a page.
Okay.
Anyway, Steve said, I'm not really left-handed. I play from the right. So we played a little more. And then he got 1 point ahead of me. And I said, oh, by the way, there's something I need to tell you. And he said, what's that? And I said, I'm not left-handed either. Remember how they switched the swords in the show?
Yeah.
The movie?
Yeah.
And when I told him that I wasn't left-handed, and I flipped the paddle into my right, you heard this tremendous scream like this. Smash!
Oh, yeah.
And then all five kids, it was so horrendous, all five kids ran into the garage.
Oh, my gosh.
And anyway, he said, it was just a big squeal. It was a lot of laughter. I went on to win 21-19, and we laughed some more and some more after that, and we just couldn't stop from laughing at it.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those moments when you never forget it. It played perfectly into my hand, just with the Princess Bride movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So is this new for you? Not new for you. Did you, this, you must miss him, right, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Steve died.
Right. You told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of which is coming up in remaining chapters.
And he's the one that saved you from going to jail.
That's right. He's the one that convinced me to cross the Rubicon, mm-hmm. and to be the best witness I could for the feds. And I did. And I was.
You were.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is, again, was a good one to reminisce about the funniness of this chapter. And soon we're going to get closer and closer to the end. So I appreciate it, John. And check out John again, searchingforintegrity.com, embracingtheabyss.com, and purchase a book at Embracing Abyss. And listen to Searching for Integrity. And if you want to subscribe to his email list, email him at info@searchingforintegrity.com. And you can get an email with his latest episode each week that goes out to his list. So I appreciate it, John.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. That was Searching for Integrity, Embracing the Abyss special segment with the Neil Haley Show. Take care.